This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban said Friday their fighters had captured five major provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including southern Kandahar, western Herat, northeastern Khahar-i-Nal, southern Lashkar-Gah, and strategically important Ghazni. The capital of the southern province of Zabul, Khalat, also fell Friday to the Taliban, according to the province's council chief. The stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to media queries about the battlefield status. Critics and international military experts are shocked at the way the U.S.-trained Afghan security forces, with an investment of tens of billions of dollars, have crumbled in the face of insurgent advances. The U.N. Refugee Agency is calling for international support to help hundreds of thousands of Afghan civilians fleeing the intensified fighting. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it is alarmed by the unfolding humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. It warns of a record number of civilian casualties this year if there is no significant de-escalation of violence. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Montu calls the situation dire.
We're also seeing the number of civilian casualties really spiraling alarmingly, and an increasing proportion of women and children are among those that are targeted.
Montu says the UNHCR and its partners are providing humanitarian assistance to nearly 400,000 displaced people. Among their most critical needs, she says, are food, shelter, hygiene, and sanitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. health regulators have approved COVID-19 vaccines for those with weak immune systems. AP's Rita Foley reports.
If you have a severely weakened immune system, the FDA says you can get a booster shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Just wait at least 28 days after getting your second shot before you get the booster. But the FDA's decision applies only to this high-risk group. That's likely no more than 3% of U.S. adults. This is not an opening for booster doses for the general population. Health officials are continuing to closely monitor if and when the average American's immunity wanes enough to require boosters for everybody. I'm Rita Foley.
A federal judge is refusing landlords' requests to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold, though she made clear she thinks it's illegal. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
District Judge Dabney Friedrich says the ban imposed last week is substantially similar to one she's already ruled is illegal. But Friedrich says her hands are tied by a ruling from an appeals court above her, and she's refusing a request by Alabama landlords to put the ban on hold in a case that could end up before the Supreme Court. The High Court refused in June to let evictions resume, but Justice Brett Kavanaugh had said he would reject any more extensions unless Congress acts, which it has not. President Biden's acknowledged questions about the ban's legality, but says a court fight would buy time for states to distribute billions in rental aid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Thailand's capital fired rubber bullets and tear gas Friday to stop hundreds of protesters who were attempting to march to the prime minister's residence, demanding that he resign over his handling of the country's coronavirus crisis. Hundreds of protesters gathered and burned a large pile of spoiled fruit to symbolize the economic costs of what they call the government's failure to properly control the outbreak. Thailand reported a record of more than 23,000 new COVID cases Friday. The government has been heavily criticized for failing to procure timely and adequate vaccines. U.S. weather officials announced Friday the Earth sizzled in July and became the hottest month in 142 years of record-keeping. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said that as extreme heat waves struck parts of the United States and Europe, the globe averaged 16.73 degrees Celsius last month. Last month was 0.93 degrees Celsius warmer than the 20th century average for the month. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.